Welcome to the Iron Institute podcast, where we delve deep into the intricacies of international shipping and logistics. Today, we're embarking on a fascinating journey to understand the break bulk methodology, a term that Heimin continues to sail through the vast ocean of global trade, maintaining its significance despite the advent of newer technologies and shipping methods. So let's begin by dissecting what break bulk shipping really is. It's essentially a method where cargo is shipped in individual units, bundles, or pallets. This involves the handling of heavy, oversized, or non-containerized goods. Unlike the modern container shipping, break bulk cargo does not use standardized containers and thus requires manual sorting and handling upon loading and unloading from vessels. The types of goods typically transported using break bulk methods include Asian machinery, manufacturing equipment, large vehicles, construction materials, and commodities like grain or timber. Going back in time, all cargo was transported in this form, which necessitated a labor-intensive process to load and unload ships. This method has ancient roots, with evidence suggesting that break bulk was the dominant mode of transport dating back to the times when raw materials and finished goods first traversed the seas. It reflects the absence of standardized containers and highlights the purely manual process of cargo transport, which was prevalent for centuries. Now, the purpose of our discussion today is to inform our listeners, especially those looking to deepen their understanding or considering online certification courses in logistics, about the intricacies and applications of the break bulk shipping method. We aim to provide a comprehensive exploration of its evolution from the cornerstone of historical maritime trade to its niche role within the intricate modern supply chain networks. In the early years, the method faced significant challenges that adversely affected the efficiency of shipping operations, including slow loading and unloading times, increased labor costs, and higher risks of theft and damage to cargo. Despite its inefficiencies, break bulk shipping played a crucial role in historical trade, supporting the expanding needs of the Industrial Revolution, fostering international commerce, and playing a significant part in wartime logistics. The shipping industry witnessed a significant transformation with the advent of containerization in the mid-20th century. The transition was motivated by the need for standardization speed and reduction in shipping costs. Containerized cargo's ease of transport, stacking, and transfer between different transportation modes outshone break bulk's more archaic approach. In the current global market trends, there has been a steady undercurrent of demand for break bulk shipping, driven by sectors that require the transport of goods not suitable for containers. Break bulk shipping occupies a unique position in the ecosystem of international trade by serving projects and industries that demand special handling and logistics planning. Examples of break bulk's utility abound in industries such as renewable energy, where components like wind turbine blades require specialized handling. Similarly, in the construction of mega infrastructure projects like stadiums, bridges, or high-rise buildings, break bulk shipping is often the preferred method for delivering large, prefabricated modules. The principal strength of break bulk lies in its ability to accommodate a diverse range of cargo types and sizes, granting the kind of flexibility that standard-sized shipping containers cannot. For some cargo and routes, break bulk can be more cost-effective than container shipping, particularly when the cost of containerization, including crating and decrating, outweighs the pure transport cost. However, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution and is ill-suited for cargoes that can be easily containerized. The physical handling of break bulk is more time-consuming than containerized cargo, both in terms of loading-unloading time and the necessity for careful storage on a vessel. Despite the era of containerization, break bulk remains a critical asset in international trade, especially for industries that face challenges with standardized containers. Its enduring relevance is a testament to the diverse needs of global shipping and trade. The future of break bulk shipping is likely to be shaped by global trade flows, technological advancements, and infrastructural developments. While it is expected to confront challenges from further advances in container shipping and intermodal transport, the specific needs of select cargo types will ensure that break bulk retains its importance. In dissecting break bulk operations within supply chain management, we find a method that is adaptable, industry-specific, and indispensable for certain forms of trade. Its persistence throughout history, specialization in modern logistics, and continued relevance provide fascinating insights for those pursuing logistics courses or preparing for future challenges and opportunities of an ever-evolving industry. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of break bulk shipping. We hope you found this episode enlightening and encourage you to explore further into the vast, intricate world of logistics and international shipping.